All right, so that's the update on the anti-government protests in Russia. The United States has criticized Russia for its record on democracy, and the United States is now lodging the same complaints against Russia's neighbor, Ukraine. These were sounds from just 7 years ago when images of Kiev flooded the world's television screens. Ukrainians were massing on Independence Square, waving the orange banners which gave that revolution its name. Over the course of that winter, the economist Yulia Tymoshenko became a figurehead for a movement determined to wipe out massive corruption, her blonde braid always visible above the sea of protesters. Ms. Tymoshenko went on to become Ukraine's first female prime minister, but she failed to win re-election, and she's now in prison on charges of abuse of power. The conviction is widely believed to have been politically motivated, and this week, her daughter was in Washington. NPR's Michelle Kellerman caught up with her.
Yevgenia Tymoshenko has her mother's looks, minus the trademark braid that makes her mother, Yulia Tymoshenko, quickly recognizable. But the younger Tymoshenko says she's not a politician. She never imagined herself testifying on Capitol Hill, getting FaceTime with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at a prayer breakfast, or speaking to reporters at a K Street lobbying firm.
I had to start participating in this process since my mother's arrest, actually, and I became her public defender since August. And I was able to see the really shameful process against her and other ex-politicians, opposition politicians.
The United States has described the case against Yulia Tymoshenko as politically motivated. She was prosecuted for her role in negotiations with Russia over gas sales when she was prime minister. Tymoshenko's daughter says she's being held in harsh conditions.
Her cell is always lit 24 hours a day, and she's under video surveillance, which they say is for her own safety, but obviously it's just to, you know, interrogate her and put more psychological pressure on her.
Though the 31-year-old worries about her mother's health, she says the former prime minister won't be broken and is even winning over her prison guards.
Her fiery character and her courage, political courage, is what charges people, you know, to fight for their rights. And that's what happened during the protests she organized.
Back in 2004, Yulia Tymoshenko did whip up the crowds to protest fraudulent elections and what became known as the Orange Revolution. She seemed an unlikely reformer, having amassed a fortune in the 1990s in the shady energy sector. A former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer, says there were lots of questions about her then.
I remember having a conversation with a Ukrainian in 2000 or 2001. I said, "Explain to me how you see Yulia Tymoshenko." And the response was, well, maybe she stole her millions already, but she actually now appears to want to do something good for the country. She wants to give something back.
Pfeiffer, now with the Brookings Institution, says in recent years the U.S. has worked well with Tymoshenko and credits her with cleaning up Ukraine's energy sector. But her party lost the most recent elections, and a man she bitterly opposes, the pro-Russian Viktor Yanukovych, is now president. Pfeiffer says Yanukovych might be pursuing the case against her because of personal animosity, but it's backfiring.
I mean, her poll ratings were single digits, her party was in single digits, and she was kind of off the radar screen. What's happened with the trial last year is they've now sort of put her back on the front page. So it's had this kind of ironic effect of actually bringing her back into the spotlight.
And it's made Ukraine's relations with the West more complicated because the case is seen here as one of many examples of backsliding on democracy. The picture Tymoshenko's daughter is painting is of a new Stalinist regime in Ukraine.
I know that my phone's tapped and that, you know, somebody's watching me wherever I go. Or obviously, I feel pressure because my relatives, even my grandfather, is under investigation now.
Still, Yevgenia Tymoshenko, who spent nearly a decade in London and married a British rock singer, plans to stay in Ukraine and fight for her mother's cause. Her father received political asylum in the Czech Republic. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.